A young Palestinian stands before Israeli soldiers, a rock in his hand. He knows this stone won't change anything. He knows the risk. But when every legitimate channel for being heard has closed, when your existence itself feels erased, that rock becomes a voice. Now look around. Rust Belt factory workers who voted for Trump, French citizens donning yellow vests, Brexit supporters reclaiming sovereignty, they're all throwing metaphorical rocks at a system that stopped listening. This isn't happening in isolated pockets. It's a global uprising against the very forces that promised to unite us. When globalization swept across the world, it came with dazzling promises: prosperity through connection, progress through open borders, wealth through free trade. And for many, those promises materialized. Billions in China and India rose from poverty. Technology connected distant corners of the planet. Yet simultaneously, something darker emerged. Factory towns in Ohio became ghost communities. European workers watched jobs migrate eastward. The speed of change outpaced people's ability to adapt, and the elites engineering this transformation consistently dismissed the human wreckage left behind. The 2008 financial crisis crystallized this betrayal. Bankers received bailouts while homeowners faced foreclosure. The message became unmistakable: the system serves those at the top. Globalization's economic logic, move production where costs are lower, diverged catastrophically from lived experience. The American middle class contracted sharply, its share of national income plummeting from 62% in 1970 to 43% by 2014. Nearly 40% of U.S. factory jobs vanished since 1979. Behind these statistics, people working multiple minimum wage jobs, unable to afford rent, defeated job seekers who've stopped looking. Official unemployment figures mask deeper dysfunction. Someone juggling three part-time jobs at $9 an hour counts as employed despite being unable to make ends meet. Between 1980 and 2014, the bottom half of Americans saw flat income growth, while the top 0.001% enjoyed a 636% increase. By 2016, the wealthiest 1% earned 81 times more than the bottom 50%, up from 27 times in 1981. Europe's stronger safety nets softened some impact, but globalization still imposed costs. Unelected Brussels bureaucrats mandated austerity while demanding countries accept refugee waves. When over a million migrants arrived in 2015-2016, many Europeans felt governments prioritized abstract principles over citizens' concrete concerns. Brexit and Trump weren't aberrations. They were democratic revolts against a consensus that excluded ordinary voices. Automation threatens to eliminate half of current jobs in major American cities by 2035, with insufficient replacement opportunities emerging. For children born in 2017, public university education will cost an estimated $215,000, private universities, $500,000, creating a barrier ensuring only the wealthy can afford training for remaining jobs. The developing world faces catastrophic prospects. While 47% of American jobs face automation risk, two-thirds of jobs in developing countries are vulnerable. 65% in Nigeria, 69% in India, 77% in China. The traditional development path, rural youth migrating to cities for factory work, is collapsing. Robotics eliminate the low-wage advantage that helped poor nations develop. Adidas's German Speed factory uses robots to produce shoes previously manufactured in Southeast Asia. Countries like Bangladesh, where garment factories employ millions, face existential threats. Unlike wealthy nations with safety nets, developing countries lack resources to help citizens adapt. India needs 12 million new jobs annually, yet automation reduces jobs created per unit of growth. Sub-Saharan Africa expects 800 million more working-age people by 2050, a perfect storm for instability. Economics alone doesn't explain today's political intensity. Globalization fundamentally shifts communities' racial, ethnic, and religious composition. A crucial demographic emerged: voters who supported Obama in 2012 but switched to Trump in 2016. These populist voters strongly backed Social Security and Medicare while harboring negative views of minorities and immigrants. Nearly two-thirds believed being Christian was essential to being truly American, a litmus test excluding minorities, especially Muslims. Europe's migrant crisis brought over 1 million arrivals in 2015-2016, predominantly Muslims fleeing violence. Terrorist attacks by European-born Muslims intensified fears. Far-right parties surged. Visegrad countries refused EU refugee quotas, while France's National Rally and Italy's League made significant electoral gains. Multiple studies link rising income inequality with hate crimes and anti-immigrant sentiment. Economic anxiety makes people susceptible to narratives blaming outsiders, immigrants, religious minorities, ethnic groups. With 65.6 million refugees worldwide in 2016 and numbers continuing to grow, the pressures driving cultural anxiety show no signs of abating. As globalization falters, walls offer politically satisfying solutions. Israel's barriers illustrate the divide. $35,000 per capita income inside versus $4,300 outside. 4% unemployment versus 18% in the West Bank and 42% in Gaza. More walls line European borders now than during the Cold War, with over 40 countries building barriers since the Berlin Wall fell. Modern walls are increasingly digital. China's Great Firewall blocks thousands of websites, while its social credit system tracks everything from traffic violations to political loyalty. India's Aadhaar biometric system has registered over 1 billion citizens, expanding to become mandatory for essential services. Governments create internal divisions too. Malaysia's ethnic Malay affirmative action became permanent after officials discovered discrimination wins elections. China's Hukou system controls migration by tying benefits to registered location. In America, schools are more racially segregated than in the late 1960s, and 40% of white Americans have exclusively same-race friends. As automation eliminates economic arguments for immigrant labor, even aging countries tighten controls. Physical and digital walls proliferate simultaneously. Governments must rebuild trust by modernizing the social contract. Education needs to become lifelong, emphasizing critical thinking, creativity, and communication alongside technical skills. New York City's universal pre-kindergarten now serves 70,000 children while relieving parents of childcare costs. As automation reduces traditional jobs, new tax approaches emerge. Bill Gates proposes taxing robots to fund worker retraining, redirecting labor toward education and elder care where humans remain essential. With half of European jobs created between 2010 to 2016 being temporary contracts, social safety nets need fundamental reorganization. Guaranteed basic income is gaining momentum. Finland provided $560 monthly to 2,000 unemployed citizens, allowing them to accept part-time work without losing benefits. Thomas Paine proposed similar ideas in 1797, and even libertarian economist Friedrich Hayek supported a minimum income for every person. Beyond government, the private sector increasingly fills gaps where public institutions fail. BlackRock's Larry Fink demands companies serve social purposes beyond profit, while tech companies address needs from affordable housing to internet infrastructure. We stand at a crossroads where our path will determine whether civilization fragments or evolves. Social media algorithms now understand our behavioral patterns with disturbing accuracy, often better than our closest relationships. This enables manipulation through targeted fake news and emotionally charged content designed to exploit our fears, resulting in growing cynicism, distrust, and political disengagement. Nations face a stark choice: build technological walls or rewrite the social contract for the digital age. Digital walls create technological apartheid, protecting privileged groups while abandoning others to surveillance, visible in China's social credit system and the emerging splinternet. Dismissing European concerns about open borders as simple racism ignores legitimate challenges. dangerous Mediterranean crossings, overwhelmed social services, and autocratic regimes expelling dissidents. These challenges intensify for developing nations, where automation will disrupt workforces lacking safety nets. Without resources for innovation and education reform, officials exploit ethnic, religious, and class divisions for short-term gain. The young Palestinian, the displaced factory worker, the anxious European, they're not the problem. They're symptoms of systems that stopped working for ordinary people. Our survival depends on inventing new ways to live together, reimagining economic systems, educational institutions, and democratic processes. The rocks are flying. The walls are rising. The question isn't whether change is coming, it's whether we'll shape that change through wisdom or be shaped by chaos.